His reason for living is to play with other dogs.
The muscles in Elliot's body tighten with anticipation as he spots some dogs pulling on their leashes heading to the gate at the Fairmount Dog Park in Kalamazoo.
I had 5 years where I didn't have a dog and didn't think I wanted to get another dog, but this guy literally showed up on our doorstep. Someone left him tied to our mailbox, actually. But, you know, angels work in mysterious ways.
My name is Janet Karpus, and I brought Charlie, Zoe, and Tashi to the dog park today. They know Elliot. I always like when we sort of turn the corner to the entryway, they're just looking to see if anybody's here, if any other dog's here, and who it might be and what their visit might be like. Charlie's fairly new to our life, little Napoleon complex, so he comes and likes to beat on the big dogs when we're here. He's a Chihuahua mix. They're all rescue dogs. I've had him for about 6 months, and I was concerned about bringing him to the dog park. It's nice that they also have the small dog area, so I would put him sort of time out if he wasn't being agreeable. Everybody here has been so supportive to him, like, yay, Charlie, you're doing okay, that he's able to, you know, come back into the big dog area. I'm one of those who's guilty of knowing people's dogs' names and forgetting their names.
My name is Will Matthews.
Does he know when you're coming to the dog park?
Yeah, because he pulls me here, so I've even wanted to just write a letter to the city saying this is the greatest thing. Sometimes dogs have little tiffs, but it's part of how they figure out their pecking order and their social world. There's the dogs that just don't have as much interest, and they stick close to their owners or wander off on their own, and they're just like people.
Do some of the dogs like each other more than other dogs? I mean, do they form pals and friendships?
Yeah, there's one dog named Ozzy that comes up here a lot, and same age as Elliot, and they're cut from the same cloth. Another one named Lucy, who they play at the same type of level and the same level of energy. You know, dogs have personalities the way people do. Some don't want to play, some want to do their own thing. There's some, you know, if you get some like border collies, they're just obsessed with fetching.
Here we go.
Isn't that cool? That's the fob. And if you don't keep their records up, they will lock you out.
What do you mean?
Their shot records. My name's Jenna Stover. My dog Toby and I, we try to come a couple times a week.
When you first brought your dog here, were you nervous that there could be trouble?
Not really. Everyone that comes here has gone through a thorough application process, and you have to, you know, make sure all the medical records have been sent in from the vet. And so anyone that's going to take the time to do that is probably a pretty responsible pet owner. He is kind of scared of the fountain. It's so cool because it's a foot off the ground for the dogs to drink out of water fountain. Come here, Toby. You want to see if we'll drink out of the fountain?
You go. Oh, look at you. That's the first time he's done that.
Well, you're real brave when the microphone's on you.
Yeah, he's showing up.
Charlie.
My name is Matt Newton, and I brought Lucy today. She's playing with Elliot right now, and they'll keep going until they're so worn out that they'll just collapse.
I've gotten to know a lot of people. There's a group that I'm here with. They live over in the K College area, and they're over here every Saturday and Sunday morning, and we walk for an hour while the dogs play. It's kind of like-minded people have dogs, or dogs live with like-minded people, or however you want to put that.
These animals bring people together.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I didn't quite anticipate it, but I just end up talking with people when I'm here. It opens up all the other areas of conversation.
You know, talk about socializing your dog. It's a nice thing for people as well. And another great way to create community. And it's all around love of your animals.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.